Hey there, and welcome to episode 35 of the Power of Practice podcast. What to expect in an anxiety resolution program, part 3.
Welcome to the Power of Practice podcast with Matthew Tweedy. Discover how to leverage the potential of your unconscious mind so you can create an abundant and empowered existence. Here's your host, Matthew Tweedy.
Hi there and welcome back. So we left off on the previous episode discussing getting clear on an outcome. And that came after a detailed personal history. So now working together, we're at the stage where I've got a really clear picture of what it is that the problem is made up of, the contents of the problem, all the moving pieces, so to speak. And not only that, but we together have an extremely clear picture of where it is you want to go, your desired destination. So for those NLP people out there, present state associated, desired state dissociated. You can see yourself on the screen there with your desired outcome. And now it's time to help you get that. All of these things that you want to achieve are built upon a foundation of beliefs and education that are vitally important. They're known as the five pillars of empowerment, and you can certainly go back to the earlier episodes, 2 to 7, to get a really clear picture of that. I guess a few things that are really important to drive home at this stage are taking responsibility, really taking ownership for the problem you're ready to resolve so you can make that change. One of the foundational beliefs being that if I've got a problem such as I have anxiety and I don't own that on some level I created it, whether consciously or unconsciously, it becomes very difficult to let it go. I mean, if it's not mine, if I didn't create it, how can I uncreate it? Now, on the surface, this might seem confronting, but truthfully, everyone that I've worked with that's made this type of transformation very soon realizes that it's the single most empowering way of thinking to achieve these kind of outcomes. So taking responsibility or being at cause for the creation of the problem is one of these major staples for the foundation of change. Next is taking action, doing what you need to do, getting out there and making that change. Now, this is different for everyone. If you came in for an anxiety problem such as fear of public speaking, it might be a good idea to start making some plans to do some public speaking if it's not something that is going to crop up at work, for instance. I've known people that have joined Toastmasters and have done the intervention in parallel with joining the public speaking forum. This is a fantastic example of taking action, because we can help you make a transformation, but to not go out there and take action might be robbing yourself of truly experiencing that outcome. Finally, enforcing boundaries. And there's a lot of work that we do from person to person when it comes to boundaries, because your personal boundaries dictate your ability to hold on to change. So understanding what your boundaries are, getting clear on those boundaries, and after establishing them, finally ensuring that they are being enforced with both flexibility and right place, right time. Boundaries are vitally important, and you can certainly jump back into earlier episodes where I take a deep dive on boundaries. But for now, just knowing that they are super important to creating the change and holding on to the outcome is nice to touch on and contextualizes the next step. And before the next step, who could forget one of the most important aspects to holding on to your change? And that's focusing on what you want. We'll definitely be helping you with your focus over the time we work together, because a lot of problems exist because of that lack of focusing on what someone wants. Anxiety, simply focusing on what someone doesn't want. So every one of your evaluations becomes a suggestion to your unconscious mind and helping you tune your focus and point it in the direction of what you want is also vitally important to creating this. Now, the next step of moving into formal interventions. Now, this is where a lot of the change is really created, because this is where we systematically move through piece by piece and deconstruct the problem until it has disappeared. I commonly think of problems metaphorically just like a building. A structure made up of a foundation, columns, beams, bracing, cladding, and all those other wonderful terms that you may be familiar with if you've built a home or you've got an engineering background. My background in construction typically leads me back to these type of metaphors, but I think they are rather apt analogies. This is because problems are constructed out of many different pieces, and the members that I referred to, we can liken them to major pieces of the puzzle, such as major negative emotions that are unresolved, also known as repressed negative emotion, limiting beliefs. These are the beliefs that do not serve you, that stop you from being your best. Your strategies. This is simply the smaller pieces that live inside of the behaviors you do that you may or may not be aware of. Often it's the case that we aren't aware of our strategies. Strategies can be simple, like tying your shoelaces, or complex, like writing a piece of music. Everything we do is made up of strategies, including the problem itself. And finally, values. These are deep unconscious drivers that dictate what we believe to be true and not true, what we tend to like or not like, and everything in between. They are the most powerful drivers. We often talk about values, but don't know what they are. And in hypnosis and NLP, it's important to know that values aren't what we like, they are what motivates us. These can often be integral to a problem being held up, or more to the point, ensuring a problem disappears and stays gone. So formal interventions will consist of working on all of these layers that I've just discussed. Layer one, which might be one of the most important for many people, is the release of negative emotions. Now, in the context of a program, we'd definitely be working on the five major negative emotions: anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt. I'm going to focus in on fear because, truthfully, it's the one emotion that has to be addressed to be able to assist someone to resolve anxiety and panic and a host of other problems that fall under the anxiety umbrella. So, why would you want to let go of all of the repressed fear from your past? Because your unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the past, present, and future. And in some sense, they're all happening simultaneously and concurrently. The things that happened in your past that scared you, that made you fearful, things from childhood, for instance, affect you, or certainly can affect a person in the now, in some senses, the exact same way as they did in childhood. The perfect example of this is a phobic response. Have you ever seen someone have a phobic response where they totally fell apart and it seemed as if they were acting so irrational? You could liken that behavior to a 4 or 5 or 6 year old child. The reason for this is because on some level, that child has come up to the surface and is reliving that initial sensitizing event, or the original event from the past that created the problem. So if we go back to the first event and every other subsequent event of fear, some might be resolved, but many times there is a whole collection of things, a whole collection of fear-based responses that are unresolved, and they all kind of get stuck together. I often refer to the basement of the psyche. All of those things that you haven't dealt with. You got a shock, you got a fright, you got taken by surprise, it didn't feel good, and it got archived away in that basement, in that filing cabinet, however you want to think of it. And just because it's not in your face doesn't mean it's resolved. That's the basis of any major problem, and specifically anxiety. When you start to have an irrational response, get stirred up socially or in the car driving, or perhaps in a shopping center, and you don't know why, you're thinking, well, why have I got a tight chest, or why are my hands shaking, or why is my voice quivering, or why do I just feel tense all over? That irrational response is an accumulation of all of the fear in the body stored that's now coming up to the surface as the unconscious mind, in some sense, feels like it's gone right back to that 3 or 4 or 5 year old moment. Maybe it's a 12 year old moment. That's really irrelevant, but it's definitely an event from the past that the content has not been resolved. It has not been rationalized. It has not been processed. And as a result, it's kind of like a broken record. And with the right trigger, it comes right up in our faces and it's all happening again. And sometimes it gets more intense because these things, they build up over time, over time, over time. I have clients often tell me it's getting worse over time. And that's because it's an accumulation of all this stuff. This accumulative baggage needs to be cleaned out, a clean slate to be able to resolve the problem. This is the reason why we clear fear. And once you let go of all of that fear from the past, it's gone. And that's how problems disappear. It's an extremely profound process. And I'm humbled every day to be able to assist people to make these types of changes so rapidly. So this is one of those first layers, formal intervention, letting go of negative emotion. And it works the same for all emotions, and every problem's different, and there might be a few other pieces to the puzzle, which we'll find out in that history-taking process. And in order to get the outcome, it's just a matter of releasing all of those pieces involved. So I trust this all makes sense. And in the next episode, I'm going to speak to some of the other pieces of the puzzle in formal interventions, namely limiting beliefs and some of the others I mentioned. This is Matthew Tweedy, the Power of Practice podcast. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, all of the platforms. Jump onto my website and sign up for a free audio if you'd like to get an experience of hypnosis in the comfort of your own home. That's matthewtweedyhypnosis.com.au. Ciao for now, and keep growing and evolving.